Okay. So we'll come back. We'll come back time and time again to what we spoke about yesterday. Deal with it. Okay. Kuf Lamed Dalet. The Vorden Sugya, the one that we trip up a lot in. It requires work to straighten it out and get it clear. The Mod Chashuva Sugya there. Going up Shimshon David Pinkas, if it's sadly brocha, you may be la tria, he tos gedoyle, nezrocha belibainu. We walk around with a major error, lots of them, but the one we're going to focus on this one, a major error in our minds. Anu matimim es ha-shi'ite shelanu lemidas hatzlachaseinu. We balance and we... with my team, we
judge,
huh? Appropriate maybe is the right word. Yeah, we set up our
judge
goals, our shifas, our yearnings in relation to what we to the amount that we can be successful. Since we don't fulfill our aspirations. And therefore we lower the expectations we have on ourselves. And we leave life to sort of flow as it is. That causes a person to make himself small. Himself and his essence, who he is. Welcome, she sheif legadlus legadlus ulenetzreiros gunase mugbal vekatan. And instead of becoming big and great, which is deep down what everybody wants to become, he makes himself very limited and small. Got it? We look at what we think we can achieve, and we adapt our yearnings and our strivings, our dreams, if you want to put it that way, to what we think we can achieve. That sounds normal. You want to create unreasonable expectations in yourself because you'll set yourself up for a crash. Sounds normal, right? That's not right. Why not? What's wrong with it? That sounds very much how we live. That's right. I have she'ifas and I have ritzonis. No, I have she'ifas, but I base it on what I think I can achieve. I don't set my she'ifas way beyond what I can practically achieve. Why would I? I'm never going to get this. So why bother yearning for something you're never going to achieve? No, I never said that. No, that's what you said. No, I'm talking about my dreams. I have a dream, whether it's not ideal or not. I have a dream. I want to do this and this and this and this. Yeah, but I know it's not going to happen. So then I don't. I get rid of the aspiration because why aspire for something that's never going to happen?
How do you know it's never going to happen?
Because you know yourself. You tried this, it didn't work. You failed. You this. You know, you whatever. You know. You're not gonna work hard enough to make the $1 million to do whatever you want to do or whatever. So you just, you know, it's not gonna happen. So you just you attach the aspirations to the level of achievement that you can have. You sort of like mediate your aspirations based on what you think you can achieve, and that sounds very logical and normal. No, why would I aspire for something that I'm never gonna get? You aspire for things you can get that are within your reach. It's a bit out of my reach now, but if I work a bit, I'll get there. But what about aspiring for something that's way beyond your reach? Why would I? Doesn't make any sense. And that's as a mistake, he's saying. Well, what's the mistake? What's the mistake with it? Huh? What's the mistake with
aspiration?
It? Sounds very good. Sounds very good to me. How are you limiting yourself? You're not going to get it anyway. So whether you're aspiring for, not aspiring for it, you're not going to get there. I know I'm not going to get there.
How do you know?
I know, because I know myself. 63 years, I've been on the road. You learn, you get to know yourself, hopefully. Okay. Sorry?
Who cares if you want
to? Correct, but what's wrong with thinking like that? Show me the nakuda that's wrong. Good, but what's wrong with the way I'm thinking? I'm not going to aspire for $1 million when I'm working on a 20 shekel a day job.
Maybe you quit your job.
No, that's something else. Now I'm changing my hatzlocha. Yeah, that's something else. We're talking about what's wrong with connecting my aspirations to what I feel I can achieve. That's the nakuda. That is saying that's a mistake.
What you feel like you
Anu matim. Okay. So, okay. Okay. Let's see what's wrong with it. Anu matimim esashiv shalim midasatz lo chaseinu. You're not supposed to do that. Why not? Let's see. Derech zu kama einen nechona. This derech is not correct. Why not? Let's see. Ha-hasogas. Yeah, there's a little bit of truth in everything that's been said here, but you have to hit the nail on the head. Ha-hasogas ha-she'if is va-ritzoynes nechshovim la-avoy de ruchnis b'nei atzmo. Never thought of that, did you? The aspirations, the yearnings, the desires that we have are considered an avoid a ruchnias bifnei atzmo. They are considered a ruchniastic, a spiritual work, a spiritual avoider in and of themselves. He ainuk shura yeshiras lavoida samaisis, and it has no direct connection to what you're actually going to do. Shtei ma'arochas nifrodim hain. These are two separate systems which don't necessarily have anything to do with each other. So you are in your new year, but you all have agreement, no phone.
Looking at a picture of it.
Oh, you're using the safer. Yeah, we don't have another safer for you. Okay, then I don't have a choice. Okay, then I don't have a choice. No, no, if that's what you're using it for, Gesundheit, sorry. It was just something we took on. Okay, so that's not correct. Not correct? What we just said was, is that there's two separate systems, both valid in and of themselves as independent systems. They're going to touch each other. We'll see where. Well, first you have to separate them. There is the yearnings, the desires, the aspirations we have. That's a ruchnistika system, Aleph. And then there's what you do. That's a void of mice, that's system number two, and they're not connected to each other for the purpose of this discussion.
So you're wasting your aspiration?
I never said, I'm just saying, no.
Can you explain it again?
I have a she'ifa to achieve something. I'm never going to achieve it. Okay. So why are you having a she'ifa? Because that she'ifa itself has a ruchnias dika maila bifnei atzmai, whether you achieve it or not.
You should have.
I didn't say, no, don't read anything more into you than what he said. If you don't understand what he said, I'll try and explain it. But why are we... Two separate avoiders completely. That's what he just said. That's what he just said. Yeah. What are you adding? Oh, good. Okay, fine. Good. Good. Excellent. Shtei marochas nifrodos hein. Shifoseinu tzichas liyot b'malo ha'utzma. Our strivings, our aspirations, our yearnings have to be with all their koyach. And then lishayf liagir lemadregas avoseinu kadoshim. You have to yearn to get to the madregas of the avoseinu kadoshim. First, you have to learn what those madregas are. But once you learn what those madregas were, you have to yearn to get there. Yeah, but I'm never going to get there. I know. But the yearning has a value in and of itself. V'kach amram nidunu chazal, in Tana de Beliyahu, chayv adam loyma, this is something you have to say, chayv adam loyma. You don't have to think of it, you have to say this. Mosa yagia maisa la maisa avoisa avram yitzot v'ya. You have to ask yourself that question. When am I ever going to get there? Okay, so we know the answer.
No.
Never. Wrong answer. The question has a fault. According to what we just said now, it's not that when am I going to get there? Never. The question doesn't stop. There's nothing to do with when you're going to get there. Are you yearning to get there? Yeah, well done. That's what he just said. No, but that's what he said. And when we finish the chapter, we've seen the whole sugya, then we can ask kashas. We can't ask kashas until we've worked the system through.
They're not connected to each other, they're independent of themselves. And therefore, saying, you know, that I'm not going to get there is not what you're doing, is you're linking two things that should be linked.
There's nothing. Zuhu shifasenu loylam. That's my yearning forever. Amnam. And anu matzlichil mamashas ha-shifa. However, you're not going to actualize that desire. V'rechoykim anu me'avosenu admod. We're very far from our ancestors. Very far. Not even. There's nothing to compare even. Ulam, however, anu matzapim ki yoyim yavo. We're waiting for the day. We're yearning and anticipating the day that's going to come. שבונאיסה בישוע סוילומים, ואז נמאה שסיוף עשינו, ונגיע למיילס עשינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב. The day is going to come, and we're all going to get there. בינתיים עלינו להמשיך לשאוף לכך, ולא להרפות. You have to continue to yearn, knowing that you're not going to get there. One day you will get there, but it's not going to be now. We're waiting for Yom Shikulu Toi, and we'll get there. Meantime, you have to yearn for it, and not to, you know. You understand how we've been living with a mistake? Zuhu tfiloseinu maschuben abayis vadayoyin. Sheyibonu beis amigdash pimheire beyeinu v'sham, sham, navdecha v'yirek v'elim shim kemaniyot. Sham dafka, sham loichel be'emes la'avoyit otcha kefi rotzeneinu hamiti. There we'll serve you the way we really want to, according to the desires we really have. ולכן אנו מחיילים ומצפים בכל הישראל, therefore we're waiting for it, we're anticipating it, we're yearning for it, because that's what we really want. Now we can't, okay? So we live and deal with what we have to deal with now. But what we really want is to serve you properly. And we yearn for it. You don't say, well, I can't, so therefore I stop wanting it. I want it, and when it's a Shema day, we'll get there. In the meantime, I deal with what I have to deal with now. I don't allow the yearnings, the unattained yearnings to disappoint me. And at the same time, I don't let the unattained yearnings to stop me from yearning. Because the yearning has a value in and of itself, which we haven't seen yet. When you recognize, because we don't know this, when you recognize what the yearning does itself, then you'll understand why you don't give up. First, we haven't discussed that yet. We haven't explained what the yearning does. I'm yearning and yearning and yearning. That's the volume. What? You have to see what that does. You're in for a big surprise. In for a big surprise. If you don't know what the yearning does yet, you're in for a big surprise. My big surprise. Good. So stick around. I hope not to disappoint you. I don't know when it's going to be, but we'll get there. Adam, Ayodaya kizu tafkido ivuzu matarosoy. A person who knows that that's his job in the world and that's his goal. Mabita la olam hazeh beproporziot hanachonot. He looks at this world with the correct perspective, the correct proportions. What does that mean? Hu yabuz letayves hagoy habahemios. Gam hasevu vayusurim yikablu ba'einav es mekayim amaroy. He puts into the correct perspective the tithes that he has, the behemoths, the goyisha tithes that he has for things out there. He so too is able to put the suffering that he goes through, that everybody goes through, he's able to put that in the correct place. He starts recognizing and understanding that he's not a ben olam hazeh. Look at your passport, it says temporary resident. On your Olam HaZeh passport, it says you're a temporary resident. You're not a permanent resident. No one is. You can live like you are. You know, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. You know, they say that this world's very short. You might as well enjoy it. We have a slightly different take on it. We say Olam HaBa is very long. You might as well get ready for it. This world's very short. You don't have a long time to prepare for Yom Shikulu Toi. You're not a Ben Olam HaZeh. You're a temporary resident of death. Must be 5 to 10. I think that's Greg Wolitsky's way of warning me that there's 5 minutes left. I think Wolitsky pays him to let me know that I have five minutes left. Because he does it every day at exactly the right time. Shkoya. Okay. He lives a different world. He lives his life according to the shkofas of Emes. Even though he's not living bidyuk according to the hashkofas of Emes that he has in his seichel. In the pe'ula, there's a disconnect, for sure. I was saying, who's still a sheaf is a tailor? That's not a steer whatsoever. His yearnings and desires. The culture can change the still the tfilo is he accepts reality the way it is. And he yearns and desires for something way beyond that. And he would really like to get there. And so he davens for it. That's how the Jew living like this looks. He really would like to be there. He's yearning to get there. He accepts reality for what it is. How far am I away from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? What a few steps to climb to get there. So then what are you striving for? One thing is done to do the other. Yismach lei mevakshei Hashem. Isn't it interesting? We say it every day. Very strange when you think about it. Most people don't think about what they're davening, so it doesn't bother you. About Yismach lei mevakshei Hashem? I would say Yismach lei motza Hashem. You found Hashem, oh, now you've got to be happy. No, if you're looking for Hashem, you're happy. Why are you happy if you're looking for something? You haven't found it yet. Why are you looking? You're looking because you want to find it. So when you find it, you'll be happy. No, the act of seeking for Hashem as a mile in and of itself. Yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem. Same idea. You don't come the next morning and say, well, I'm not yismach because I didn't find it. No, yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem again. And again, and again. You haven't found Hashem yet? Would you like to? Oh, would I like to? What's that? So then daven. And while you're davening, you accept reality the way it is. Let's stop there. And we'll pick up this more tomorrow before about not simple to disentangle something that's been entangled so long.